from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I quickly did math.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you could say this doesn't mean anything, Evan. That's fine. I'm just giving you the information. And you can use it with your friend. Maybe you whisper it into your lover's ear tonight. I have no idea. The New York Yankees record against current postseason teams. So, for example, the Atlanta Braves are a current postseason team. Mm-hmm. The New York Mets are not. That could change, but that's the way it is. The Yankees' record against current postseason teams is 34-17.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's damn impressive.
Right. The only question I have is, what would Tracy do with that information?
If you whispered that to her?
If I whispered that in her ear, what would it do other than short-circuit what I was intending on doing?
Try it.
I will.
I think you have to now.
I definitely will.
Like tonight,
I'll report back.
Tonight's a very interesting night on TV. You got the Met game. You got the DNC. Apparently, there's a big surprise tonight. My guess is it's going to be The Rock, but we'll see.
Oh.
And you know what's going to happen?
It's going to be Beyonce.
You think it's Beyonce?
Yeah.
I think The Rock shows up at the DNC, does a speech, and everyone will be surprised because they don't really know his politics, and then talks about how his speech was better than Hulk Hogan's speech, and then there we have it. WrestleMania, the rematch, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan, number two.
He would destroy Hulk.
Well, it's scripted.
So. I know, but it would be unbelievable. Yeah. If Hulk even had a shot.
Well, Hulk can't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, he can't. So
he can't even walk around.
We got to find a different scenario.
All right, that was just my crazy scenario. But yeah, at some point tonight.
Maybe it's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. At some point tonight, I want you to try it. Whisper in our ear and say, Honey, the Yankees are 34-17 against teams that are currently in the playoffs.
But I got to do it like, right. Hey, babe, guess what? The Yankees are 34-17. Can you believe it?
Well, you got to say why, though. Like, what does that mean?
She's like, what does that mean? I'll say, it's against teams that are in the playoffs.
What if she?
Oh, baby, yes!
What if she whispers back, yeah, but the Astros are playing terribly during those games. That doesn't count as much.
Then I'll get up and be like, oh, crap, we're in trouble. It's over. Forget it.
If she says that back, you propose.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But we're already married.
So. That's true. It's already been done. I guess you could do it again. Toll-free number, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Stefan in Brooklyn. What's up, Stefan?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Tiki and Ed.
What's up?
What's up, man?
All right, listen, I want to mention a couple of points about my New York teams that I love. First of all, I'm going to start off with the Yankees.
Yes.
The one point I want to mention is this year, I believe the Yankees are going to win the World Series, and at the end of the year, just give Soto a blank check and tell him to write down whatever the number is he wants. And keep that guy. Love being here.
Yeah, no, just fill it in. Just don't be too harsh on us. Fill it in. Don't be too harsh on us.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, now let's go to my Nova Knicks.
Oh, God. This year,
the Knicks are definitely going to the dance because they should have went there last year, but everybody was hurt, so I understood that.
Stop. You know what?
They didn't have Mikhail.
Stop it.
They would have had Bridges. They would have been able to mitigate those injuries.
If my team didn't have Bridges, we would have won 5 more games.
Oh, stop.
Look, it's August 22nd. We will certainly entertain Knicks are winning it all. We'll do it. I'm not doing it today. I don't need to hear it today. I'm in a happy mood. Don't ruin my mood with the Nova Knicks are going to win it all or some kind of crap like that.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's true. How do I say this nicely? Still
the
not
Knicks
over it.
Are going to do damage.
Yes. You know, the Soto
he's
thing.
In your head, even though he's not here.
Exactly. It's always there. Uh-huh. Here's the thing about Soto. Whether the Yankees win the World Series or not, whether Soto has a big postseason or not,
he's here.
Juan Soto is going to be in a position in free agency to have that, yeah, give me the blank check and let me take care of it.
He is a Boris client having a contract year in a contract year.
He's not only having a contract year in a contract year, which you're 100% right about, he's also so freaking generational people don't realize. Like, do yourself a favor. Think about this. Who's hitting free agency in the next 4 years in Major League Baseball that is even going to come close in terms of age and ability to Juan Soto?
Nobody.
And I'll save you the time on the research.
Right.
Nothing.
Not real free agency. Like, maybe they'll get paid at that age.
Right.
But not because you had to sign them or lose them.
Right.
And so it's not going to happen anymore. I think some teams that try to do it, It's not working for them.
Right.
Right. They're bringing up these young kids and they're just not that great right now.
Well, and also there's a risk involved to that, but that's a part of why we don't get free agency anymore because guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Ronald Acuna Jr., they get paid so quickly.
Right.
I mean, and teams are smart for doing
about,
that.
Who's the kid in Baltimore? Jackson Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a terrible season.
Right.
Right. You would think that, this Orioles team is going to be so young and they're going to grow together. These kids are going to rake, and we're going to pay him a ton of money. He might not even be the guy.
Right, but that's the risk you have. Like, years ago, the Astros had a young player named Jonathan Singleton, who's one of their top prospects, and they bought him out. They gave him a big-time contract. Singleton said, okay. He never worked out.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be kind of like a sunk cost, but that's a part of why, like, you don't have free agents like Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't happen. And that's why, when Juan Soto gets to free agency, which you should not be worrying about right now, but our last caller just mentioned it, he is in that blank check world where if you're the Giants, you're the Mets, you're the Red Sox, and certainly if you're the Yankees, you're basically like, what the hell do you want?
Right.
We'll give you everything because he's that good.
Yeah. Can you just defer a little bit of it?
Right.
Can we kick some of it down the road a little bit?
Yeah. Can you Ohtani it for us a little bit? Tony is in at Nick Constant. What's up, Tony?
How you doing?
All's good, Tony.
Yo.
Doing good. So, I got 2 points for you.
Bang.
Number one.
Yeah.
We celebrate today. Everything's all good. Everything's all fine and dandy. It's not going to be good when we go into October and Clay Holmes blows a save on us.
Yes. Well, here's the good news.
We don't know that that's going to happen.
I'm
going
to present to you very, very good news, Tony. While Clay Holmes is going to be asked to get big outs, there's no question about it. I don't want to minimize him. I believe Aaron Boone is going to do what I suggested 3 days ago.
Remind people.
What I said 3-4 days ago after Clay Holmes, I forget what Clay Holmes did. Oh, yeah, Sunday Night Baseball. That's right. The Little League game.
Yeah.
He embarrassed himself in front of 12-year-olds. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
That Clay Holmes should no longer just be locked in as an automatic, he's coming in to get the last three outs. Clay Holmes should be put in scenarios that best fit him. Same with Tommy Cainley. Same with Luke Weaver. Potentially, we'll see about Luis Hill and Clark Schmidt when they come off the injured list. And I think that Clay Holmes is no longer the married closer. Are you going to need him to get big outs in October? Absolutely. Is he capable of getting big outs in October? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is a world that we used to have, even with Aroldis Chapman, certainly with Mariano. Mariano's on another level, where that is a married situation in the ninth inning. And you know what? I look around baseball. You're confident in the Orioles closers?
Well, no,
like,
not.
I feel better about the Yankee bullpen than I do the Oriole bullpen.
Right. Pat was just talking about this. It's very difficult to find that knockout Katie bar the door closer. It just they don't exist it that much anymore. And in the teams that have them, like the A's, they're just not good.
Mm.
And so it'll be interesting to me to see if Aaron Boone can evolve into a, to your point, situational finisher mentality, right? What does this situation need? And who's my best pitcher to put in that situation? It's not about closing. It's not about glory.
It's about matchups.
Exactly.
I hate to say it. I know that's kind of
exactly
annoying
about matchup.
To people, but
it's not about getting the glory. It's not about, I can rely on this person to do it because he's done it X many times, a la Mariano or whoever, whatever great closer in MLB history you want to bring up. That's not the case in the Yankees bullpen. They just don't have that. And so you have to make it situational. But the challenge with making it situational is that you really got to think and plan it.
It's managing.
Exactly.
Well, it's, knowing-
it's not like, all right, I can be unconscious, 2022 New York Mets. All right, Edwin, let's go. Get the trumpets. Come on.
No, no, it's funny. It's funny. In 1998, you know, we always used to say you managed more. Managers managed more. Yes. It's always a thing. Oh, but now, are you really managing? Sal likes to say they're data applicators. Well, think about how much more difficult it actually is to manage in 2024. Joe Torre knew, oh, yeah, I got to lead Mariano Rivera.
Yep.
I got my eighth inning guy, I got my seventh inning guy, and I got Mariano Rivera. In 2024, the best way to manage is not by this is my sixth inning guy, this is my seventh inning guy. It's, hey, these batters will struggle against Tommy Canley's changeup.
Yeah.
This situation presents itself better for Clay Holmes. You actually have to manage more.
Yeah, of course.
When it comes to bullpens. Right, and I think that's going to be the challenge Boone's going to face.
It's essentially these next three batters are, they don't have great launch angles. They a lot of ground balls. Hey, Clay, come on, let's go.
Right.
Get these three guys out. That's how he has to manage.
It opens yourself up to more criticism, but I think that's the most effective way to manage your bullpen, especially this bullpen.
But it also puts your bullpen in an advantageous situation.
Exactly.
And that's really what you want to do to win.
100%. John in Garden City. How you doing, John?
Guys, how you doing? I'm driving home. I'm on Jerome Avenue trying to get back to Long Island after that game.
You're still on Jerome Avenue?
Dude,
like, seriously?
Yeah, hold on, John. Don't lie. You stayed and had like two beers, didn't you?
No, you know what? I got my 8-year-old in the back seat, and Barbieri walking to his car. I went to the 164th garage.
Oh, nice.
That's how long we're sitting in the garage.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
anyway, they used to call it bullpen by committee, what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I get it. But here's the thing. Look, my original point was going to be, The Yankees, when they bludgeon teams like today, they're going to win. But you don't bludgeon teams in the playoffs. You got to beat them. You got in a close game. And I mean, I heard Mad Dog say the other day, Clay Holmes will make you nervous. Duh, will he make you nervous? He's blown 10 saves. So I think personally, I think what's going to happen. You know, I'll give you my theory. I think the heel injury is a little bit of a smokescreen. It's a way to pull him out of the rotation. They're going to groom him to be the closer, and he's going to start closing some games. Mm. And then you got a shot. The problem is Aaron Judge, the captain, the voice of the team says, Clay Holmes is my closer. I don't want anybody else on the mound. Aaron Boone says, what are you talking about? He's my closer.
Yeah, but John, that's not an issue. Like, Aaron Judge is going to be supportive of his teammates.
Whoever it is.
So when he's asked about Clay Holmes after a blown save, of course he's going to come out and say, that's my guy. Yeah. Trust me, Aaron Judge is not going to walk into Aaron Boone's office upset and say, why was Clay Holmes pitching in the seventh inning?
Yeah, he's not a throw a guy under the bus. The only thing about the Luis Gil scenario that you painted, because it's interesting to think about it as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost what you would want to happen. Luis Gil comes back after 10 days, says, I feel great. Aaron Boone says, okay, we want to try you in this role. And he just mows people down, and he's fantastic. But in order for that to be the case, Luis Gil would have to want to do that.
I don't think it's a want. I think if Aaron Boone says you're going to pitch out of the bullpen as a young rookie pitcher, you're going to do it.
For a guy who's as good of a starter as he is,
mm-hmm.
And you're not guaranteed to be, the closer wasn't your future. It's not like, oh, my plans changed. I wanted to be a starting pitcher, and now all of a sudden I'm a closer.
I don't think it becomes his future either, by the way. If Luis Gil or Clark Schmidt pitch out of the bullpen, it's a temporary thing this season, and then next year they move back.
Unless they're great at it.
You know what? That's happened before, to your point, Teak. Like, Neftali Feliz came up as a prospect. They used him out of the bullpen. He was so good. They're like, screw it, let's keep it. But Adam Wainwright, that didn't happen in St. Louis. But I think most teams realize, you know what? We're going to put you in the best position long term.
How long ago was that with Adam Wainwright?
That was a long time ago.
You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking from the perspective of an athlete. And it's one thing to be mediocre, not even mediocre, because that's insulting, but just say you're just a guy. And then just a guy is not a bad thing. It's just you're good, you're serviceable, you can be a pro for a decade. If you're just a guy, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
The more you can do.
But isn't he just a guy as a rookie?
But he's not. He clearly has the stuff to be more than just a guy.
He definitely does.
The last thing you want to do to an athlete like that is like completely rearrange his expectation for himself, because it might disappoint him in a way that even if it's subconscious, he starts performing underneath where he could
That's why you got to sell him on the cool theme song that he's going to have once he comes in the ninth inning.
Maybe, again.
Yeah, you know what concerns me about him?
He just feels like a starting pitcher.
And by the way, if you are an elite starting pitcher, which he showed signs of being, versus an elite closer, who would you rather have on your team? Like, I still would rather have the elite starting pitcher, the guy who starts 30 games a year and throws me 170 innings versus the closer who gives me 80 innings.
And he'll would rather be an elite starting pitcher.
Absolutely. I just don't think in this case it's up to him. It'll be up to the Yankees. But what concerns me about him, he's dealing with a back issue. That's not a smokescreen. That's a real injury. Luis Gil has a back issue. That's why he's on the injured list. Is he going to be able to make the transition to pitching in back-to-back days? And I give you a specific reason why I'm concerned about that. I'm going to use the Mets as an example. Jose Buto hasn't done it yet. Mm. Jose Buto's now pitched out of the bullpen for a couple of months, and we'll see tonight, right? We'll see on this road trip. I've been calling for it on the Rico. Like, when are they going to be comfortable using him in back-to-back situations? Maybe they won't. So when we all say, hey, move Gil to the bullpen, we get it. Look, we talked about it in April about that possibility. Mm-hmm. But now we're in late August, and I wonder, is he going to be able to make that adjustment in terms of being available day after day?
Right.
And speaking of which, we got to do this, and I'll do the research. Do you remember, Teak, back in April, or maybe it was May, Sean Morash did a Cinco de Fivo on the five guys who will end up being the Yankees' closer.
I do remember this.
I believe it's important to replay that Cinco de Fivo to check in on some of his ideas. Now, some of them may be dead because I think one of them was Edwin Diaz.
Yep.
I'm thinking the Mets would trade him.
Yep.
But it'd be curious to go back and listen to
and
that.
By the way, I think it was part troll with the Edwin Diaz.
You think it was?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, probably. He may have thought it. The Mets looked bad for a while.
Because he wasn't even playing, was he?
Edwin Diaz?
At that point.
I don't remember when he did the Cinco. Yeah. I think the Mets were in the midst of their bad run and Diaz was pitching. So I think it was half a troll, half
it was
half
he
may be available.
He sucks for you guys. We're going to take him and he's going to be great.
Yeah. But it's worth reevaluating because there are a lot of Yankee fans that say, I don't trust Clay Holmes pitching the ninth inning. Let's go to Ken in Franklin Park. How you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
All right, number one, I really enjoyed the Cinco de Fivo today because it was positive.
There you go. Patty Boyle.
I've been a Yankee fan since 1960 or 61, give or take. And I've seen quite a few championships, as you know. These Yankee fans that are calling up now and they're worried about the postseason, I don't get it. Let me ask you a question. Who has the best record in baseball right now?
I think right now it's the Yankees.
The Dodgers.
Oh, is it the Dodgers?
Dodgers?
They went ahead of them?
76 and it's just by a game, I think.
All right, so let's talk about the American League.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the American
right.
League.
It's
the
Yankees.
Do you think they're saying? What do you think they're saying in Cleveland right now or in Baltimore about the Yankees? You know, I tell you, I find it very hard to listen to talk radio the day after a Yankee loss.
Well, but you know what? In fairness, though, Ken, I think sometimes it's how they lose. And it does relate back to what a caller said earlier about he doesn't trust them in close games. They haven't won a lot of one-run games. They're a 500 team in one-run games. So when they lose a close game and they lose a game that featured 35 different mental mistakes and they lose a game in which they were 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position, that's when I think the concern comes out, not because of one loss in a baseball season, but because how they did it. Now, do we have a mentality in New York sometimes where baseball's like football? We treat every game like it's a football week?
Yeah,
sometimes we do. But I think that the Yankee fan doesn't look around and say, well, the Astros are flawed, the Guardians are flawed, the Orioles are flawed, we'll be fine. They look at themselves and say, yeah, they may all be flawed, but so are we, and that's why we're going to find a way to lose. And I think that's the mentality that a lot of people have.
Yeah, and that's not fair to the Yankees. Because everybody's in the exact same boat.
Look, we're living in this land of baseball right now where everybody is kind of close.
Right.
They're all good to not great.
That's Cinco.
Yeah. He's not wrong about that.
You're not wrong.
He's not wrong about that. I mean, the beauty of baseball or the sadness of baseball is that if you make the playoffs and get out at the right time, anybody can win it all.
You don't want to. I mean, I guess you do. If you're a fan of that team, you want that team to be dominant and be a no question, you know, route to ultimate championship.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball needs what it has right
well,
now.
Well, I'll tell you the difference. But by the way, for anyone watching on SNY, hello SNY and goodbye SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York. It's presented by Tri-State Cadillac. It's coming up next on SNY. I will give you, as a Met fan who's experienced both extremes, the good and the bad of baseball in 2024, right? So this season, as a Met fan, a game and a half out of a playoff spot, I love having the mentality of, hey, get to the playoffs, they can win it all.
Right.
It's a true mentality.
We have nothing to lose.
And also, it doesn't matter that the Phillies are a lot better in the regular season. Who cares? Or that the Dodgers have more talent. You can beat them in a best of five, you can get hot at the right time, and we can be the Diamondbacks. So I think when you are a borderline team like the Mets, the anything can happen feel is great, and it's awesome. 2 years ago, the Mets won 101 games, and there was this fear of, yeah, it's been a great regular season. Yeah, we've kicked ass, but it can end in a couple of days.
Yeah,
it's true. Which is exactly what happened. So I think it's where you are. The Yankees are on that other side. The Yankees are a virtual lock to make the postseason. It would take a collapse for them not to be in October. So you know you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And so hearing about the it can happen to anybody factor doesn't excite you as much as it would for the borderline team like the Mets.
Right, and teams like the Braves, who were top of the division a year ago, can attest to it.
Yeah.
Right? You just sometimes you're great and then you're not.
Well, the Braves are a great testament too, Teague, because in 2021, when they won the World Series, they were a flawed baseball team.
Yes.
And they got hot at the right time and they won the World Series.
Traded well.
They made a bunch of small trades that were like jackpocket moves, and they won the World Series off of a year in which they were flawed. The following 2 years, the Braves had dominant regular seasons, and you know what it the bed the following round. Like, they're the absolute proof of it.
Of course.
That's why if the Braves make the playoffs despite all their injuries, I assume they're going to win the World Series. You can laugh, but I think it's true.
They didn't make enough moves. There weren't enough similar moves.
Wow. Yeah, they hit the. It's amazing what they did in 2021. They made a bunch of little moves. They traded for Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, all the moves that they made, and then they all worked out. They won the whole damn thing. Speaking of the Mets making the postseason, if they want to make the postseason, they are about to have to survive a very difficult West Coast trip. Our thoughts on that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.